Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From Anchorage, Alaska to Lisbon, Portugal, Cape Madison, Wisconsin to Nairobi, Kenya, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our global listeners around the world. Another gorgeous day in Shangri-La, right, Matt?
Gorgeous. Are you kidding? Yeah, it is gorgeous, but it is going to be a smoker today, Mark. As you know, we are experiencing a heat wave, and when I say heat wave, I'm talking into the triple digits today, which is awfully hot for a later part of June.
Even I, who enjoy and love the heat and have my entire life, now in my older years here, are finding triple digits more and more difficult to get along with.
And you know what? One of the worst things about it is that the heat is one thing where it's a dry heat, but it's the humidity that's kicking in this week, which is real bad. Ugh. And not where I'm living.
It's like the tropics.
Yeah, it is. I'm talking. I left this morning at 9:30, air condition was already on.
Good Lord.
But it's supposed to drop down to the 90s.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
And speaking of the 90s, it's 90 in London today.
You're kidding.
No.
Yeah, it gets warm out there sometimes. When I was last there, it was the hottest week in the history of London, and it was like 95, 100 degrees for the entire week or so that I was in London. Now, that's uncomfortable, especially for the Londonites who are used to cool, foggy,
gloomy, depressing
temperatures.
For wet,
them to get
damp.
Into the hundreds is unprecedented.
Yeah, but so again, 102 degrees today. So
wow,
it's a smoker. Stay indoors if you can, people.
Drink lots of fluids. Keep an eye on the elderly and the pets.
Don't leave the pets outside.
You kids, or, stay in school.
Yeah, stay in school, kids. Speaking of stay in school, Mark, we happen to have a drop-in guest with us today.
Yeah, my son, Blake Hoherd Harris, the first, joins us. He's on summer break, although he's still working. He's got a gig that he works, so he's at school. He goes to school, plus he works and is involved in social media. So my son, Blake Hoherd Harris, in studio with us live tonight, or today. So, Blake, you have anything to say this morning?
Just great to be here. I appreciate the support from you guys.
Absolutely.
And let's have a great show.
And Blake, it looks like you're wearing a the new Clipper logo t-shirt. The LA Clippers have a new logo that they unveiled a week or so ago, and looks like you and I went down to the team store last week and you loaded up on the new stuff.
Of course, whether or not you like the logo or not, you always got to rep your team, and being one of the only Los Angelinos rocking the new gear, it's truly a privilege.
Fantastic,
it's
Blake. And that being
you.
Said, what are your thoughts on the logo? And before you comment on that, I am not a Clipper fan. I got Lakers running through my blood. But in any event, you and your father have been a Clipper fan since you were young. But anyhow, I've been saying for years, in addition to a new coach, a couple key players, they need a new logo for years. So here it is. So what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I never believed they needed a new logo.
Oh boy.
I definitely believe they needed change over the past few years.
Oh
but
boy,
I don't think a new logo
sure.
was, demanded. But personally, I do not like the new logo, as the majority of fans don't, but give it time, and I'm sure it'll grow on me. But it's change,
right on.
And
it
we
probably
accept
will.
Change.
We'll tap on that.
Sounds
in a
good.
Bit.
Thanks for your feedback, Blake.
It's going to be a jam-packed show. So before we get started too far into the rest of the show, we start every Tuesday morning with our celebrity birthdays.
Hope we got some good ones today.
Always, Mark. Always, you know that. We're going to start out with former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson.
Wow!
Celebrating how many candles today, Mark?
I'd say Mike Tyson is 44.
48.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember him, Mark, back when he was coming up. We were at Colwell.
Iron Mike Tyson.
Yeah, we were at Colwell.
Right, yeah, you're right.
He was just coming up. But anyhow, 48 years old for Mike Tyson today.
Wow.
Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, who attended the Miss California USA pageant in Palm Springs about 4 years ago. We weren't that far from him, but yet We made no attempt to go meet him or get a photo with
him. Didn't we actually have better seats than he did?
Oh, we did.
Don't we usually have better seats than most of the
celebrities? We do. But, yeah, I mean, again, I got to say, anyhow, he's what, 30 today?
29.
Oh, okay. Right, almost ran out of the money there.
29. Fantasia Barrino.
A American Idol winner from about 6 years ago,
yeah,
I
go
guess.
Figure that, right?
I think longer than that. I'd say she's
I think she was in the first
31.
She is 30 today. Oh. See, it looks like you're back on Mark. Usually pretty good, but the last couple weeks you've been slipping.
When I'm good, I'm good.
Yeah, when you're good, you're good. When you're bad, you're bad.
All right, who else we got there?
Else we got here going for us here today, Mark? Matsi Yahoo is 35 today.
Well, who the heck is that?
Japanese soccer player.
Matsi Yahoo. I didn't even know they played soccer in Japan.
Are you kidding? Trevor Ariza, former Laker, former UCLite. Trevor
35.
Ariza. No. Way off, buddy. 29.
6 years off.
29.
Way off is 10.
Miles Austin, former Dallas Cowboys wide receiver and former date of Kim Kardashian.
Right.
34.
Yeah, that's right.
34. The last one for the day, Mark, is actor David Alan Greer.
He's the African-American guy, right?
Comedian? That is correct.
I'd say he's 49.
He's 58, looks 49. You know, the African-American, they look good for their age.
They do.
I think it's their skin or whatever. I'm not quite sure. Blake, could you jump in there? Very good. All right, so what's on tap, Mark?
Well, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. And I guess the first thing is, this Donald Trump for president, he announced his run about a week ago. The thing I like about the Donald is he's
a straight shooter.
So rich. He's a straight shooter. He's not taking any donations for his campaign. This is a guy who speaks from his gut. He doesn't care who he offends, who's mad at him. He just says what he wants.
Straight shooter.
Right. And that's in a way, that's a good thing because he's not going to be a bought politician. He's going to do what he thinks is best for this country. And I believe he is as big as a patriot as anybody ever can be. He's a complete capitalist and imperialist who believes in America and America first before anything else. His only problem is he just says what he wants, and he's going to lose a lot of votes that way.
Yeah. And at the same time, Mark, you know, like I was telling Kerry last night, he's going to lose a lot, and then he's going to gain a lot because people are going to say, I like that in him. So he's almost in a no-lose situation.
And the problem I got with this now is because Miss USA pageant, Miss Universe pageant, we're big supporters of them. They're the ones that forged our company, WattCreationsMedia.com, back in 2004. And if it wasn't for Donald Trump and the Miss Universe organization and Miss USA, the company as we know it today may not exist, and there's a big thank you to Donald Trump and his team for that.
We had the pleasure of meeting him
on the other side of that now is because of his running for president, the NBC has dumped the Miss USA pageant.
It's idiocracy.
So where's it going to end up? It used to be on CBS before Donald Trump bought it, so will it go back to CBS? It's only a couple weeks away now.
Or even, what did I hear, that they were even talking about Hallmark or Lifetime picking it up?
Hallmark carried Miss America a few years ago. So, I'm concerned about this for more than anything because I want to see the Miss USA pageant.
Yeah, well, not only is he losing that, he's losing The Apprentice. Did you hear who his potential replacement might be?
Yeah, which I didn't think really
made
any sense.
I like it a lot.
First, they were talking about Mark Cuban, but let's not forget, they gave him his own show a few years ago. Yeah. It was a knockoff of The Apprentice, and it was a disaster.
But they're talking about Kevin.
But not a lot of people know him. I mean, if you don't watch Shark Tank, you don't know who Kevin.
It doesn't really matter, though, because people already know the brand. Yeah. They know The Apprentice.
I don't like that, though.
Wow.
Not to mention, what company does he have? I mean, his own little company? I mean, at least the Trump organization is the Trump organization.
Well, doesn't he have his billion-dollar company?
No, he sold the billion-dollar company, imploded 6 months after he sold it.
Okay, well, I'm sure he's got some other big companies, too. Yeah, either way, so would you rather have no Apprentice or would you rather have him?
No Apprentice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, but anyhow.
So what makes The Apprentice is Donald Trump. Yeah. He's the character.
What an idiot, because he loves that show. Donald Trump, even though it's not really his show, it's Mark.
But again, he's got all the money in the world. It makes no difference.
Yeah,
he'll find another show someplace else.
But this gave him the opportunity to be on TV every week. Yeah. And
he's got a star on the Walk of Fame already.
He likes that, now he's going to think. But so he lost two huge things.
Yeah. But again, somebody else will air that show, whether it be a cable or another network. I'm thinking it'll go to CBS or it'll just go to some other cable operator. operator.
Yeah.
You know, so that's still going to be there.
Yeah.
And as far as The Apprentice goes, he'll sue, he'll probably win, and he'll get some other knockoff show someplace else. But Donald Trump rarely ever loses.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's doing really good in the polls as well.
Yeah.
But I think as far as politics, which is not my cup of tea, not my bag whatsoever, however, what's that? However,
business, that's what that is.
Business, love it.
Conducting continues while the show is on.
247-365. Anyhow,
yep.
Politics ain't my bag, never has been, and I pretty much could care less about it. However, that being said, you know, without, in my opinion, there's not a lot of competition of people who's running, who's currently running out there. So he's got a good chance to represent that.
Hey, we just got a new follower on Twitter.
Talk
Fat Sal's Deli. This is cool because Fat Sal's Deli is owned by Turtle,
oh,
is one of the owners.
Hey, yeah. Let's give a shout out to Fat Sal.
Oh, let's see. Hold on a second. We've got
somebody. It's odd you mentioned Fat Sal's because a week ago I was actually there.
You were at Fat Sal's?
In Hollywood?
This is news to me.
No, Blake is a man of mystery, Mark.
Yeah, what did he? You can't tell your pops that you're at Fat Sal's?
Hey, bro. Man of mystery.
Yeah, man of mystery.
Fat Sal's in Hollywood, when it was about, you know, midnight, 1 a.m., and that place was jamming. So whoever's owning that place, they're obviously doing a great job.
That's Turtle. He's one of the co-owners.
Well, Blake, where is it? Mark, do you know where it's at?
It's a little off Hollywood Boulevard, a few blocks off Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, we passed by it. It's on
side street?
It's on Vine, and it's lower Vine below the Cinerama Dome. So
a little pricey for shakes, but they're definitely worth it.
Wow.
So they're deli? Are they deli?
It's Fat Sal's Deli, and it's a New York style deli.
Uh-huh.
Turtle's one of the owners.
Mark, I remember you and I drove by there.
We did. Yeah, and I said, you know, we've got, when it opened a year or two ago, I said, we gotta go.
Who
we gotta
figure that your son would be
not me. He doesn't even tell you anything about this.
Blake,
I don't know.
Harris, man of mystery.
I don't know.
Making it happen.
So they're following us, so I'm going to follow them now.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Fat Sal's Deli.
The Harris Brothers have not been there as of yet.
Tweet them at Fat Sal's at Fat Sal's Deli. Yeah.
Right on. So,
And this is what they say. It's over the top East Coast eatery, bringing you our signature fat sandwich. We're making sandwiches over here. Blake, whose idea was it to go there?
One of my fellow Blaze employees.
Okay.
They love it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we definitely got to go there.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I want to give a big shout-out, Mark, for a brand that we're currently working on a potential long-term partnership. However, they've recently just come aboard to be in our ESPY gift bag, taking place here in
2 weeks,
in
I
L.A.
Think, right?
in a couple of weeks. And the name of the brand, and I love, you know, one of the things I love about certain brands is the packaging.
You got to have good packaging.
Packaging,
you got to have a good name.
Presentation. And the name of the product, Mark, is Blast Power Gum. How do you like this as a partnership? Blast and Wow.
Or I love
Wow
it.
Wow,
and Blast.
Blast,
Wow.
Right? So big shout out to Blast Power Gum. And you know what, Mark? It's got caffeine.
That'll
six
keep you going,
pieces,
right?
Yeah. Six pieces in every pouch or bag.
Six pieces?
A little pouch, yeah.
So sugar-free, it's like a travel size.
Yeah. Sugar-free, zero calories, gluten-free, and with xylitol. The xylitol
what
stuff
in really the world is xylitol?
Don't you remember
that
hearing that?
Science fiction-y.
I remember hearing that. I'm not sure what ingredient that is, but in the 80s or 90s, I remember hearing xylitol a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
No,
so
I never heard. I'm hearing xylitol at this moment for the very first time.
Yeah. So each bag, and this it's a little pouch. It's
yeah, like
six
it.
Pieces.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Looks like a comic.
And each piece is, I believe, it's equivalent to a 16-ounce cup of coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So a big shout out to Blast.
Absolutely.
Blast and Wow. Wow and Blast.
Love it.
They're going to be in our ESPY's gift bag in 2 weeks and potentially in more. So
great.
Right on.
You know, it's one of the great things about living out here in the Southern California area, Los Angeles County, is we are home base to Santa Anita Park. Santa Anita Park is great because they are the home of the new Triple Crown winner, American Pharoah. For the first time in 37 years, ladies and gentlemen, first time in 37 years, we have an American, we have a Triple Crown winner, and his home base is right here in Los Angeles,
and
Santa Anita.
And speaking of Triple Crown, Blake, didn't we just have a Triple Crown in baseball last year or the year before?
Yeah,
with Michael,
2 years
Cabrera.
Ago.
Oh, that was 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, and that was the first time in many, many years.
Yep.
Okay.
So back to Triple Crown winner American Pharoah. He returned back to his home base after winning the Triple Crown. He went straight to Churchill Downs, Louisville, where he rested there for a week or so, and then he returned home base. I had the great honor and privilege of being at Baffert's Barn, which
Baffert's is, Barn? That sounds like it'd be a tavern.
Baffert's Barn is the barn of Triple Crown trainer Bob Baffert. So he returned to Santa Anita a week and a half ago, and I had the great pleasure of being there and watched the arrival of American Pharoah.
Fantastic.
I also had the great pleasure of meeting Triple Crown winner, trainer, Bob Baffert.
What about the jockey, Victor Espinoza?
Victor Espinoza, the first jockey in 37 years to run and win the Triple Crown, was there. And, of course, I did have the great pleasure of meeting Espinoza as well, Victor Espinoza.
Did you tower above him?
I did. I towered above him, and I also met, like I said, Bob Baffert, cool guy, took some pictures. I met his dog, which
his
is
dog.
Also a stable
kind of dog.
It's kind of like a mutt type thing. And what was his name? I forget. Dale. His name is Dale.
Don't like the name.
He's the barnyard dog.
Don't
which
like
was
the
great.
Name.
It was a great event. It was great meeting American Pharoah. It was great meeting Victor Espinoza. It was great meeting Bob Baffert.
Wow, Santa Anita, sounds like a great day.
SantaAnita.com. Autumn meet begins in September 26th, so we just had closing weekend. This last weekend, by the way, I was there as well. I received the American Pharoah Triple Crown T-shirt, and American Pharoah made the rounds in to the park so that the masses could actually see American Pharoah, which was a great day, and it was a great day to be an American. It was a great day to be a Californian and a Los Angelino and equestrian fan as well. So,
did you eat a hot dog and a slice of apple pie at the same time?
I did not. I've got that coming up this weekend for the 4th of July. But thanks again, Santa Anita. Thanks again, Mike, our press contact over there at Santa Anita Park.
Right on.
Santa Anita. .com. Even though live racing doesn't come back to Santa Anita until September 26th, Santa Anita is still open for off-site betting. You can bet at all the different races around the country. So go to SantaAnita.com and visit Santa Anita Park. It's been a fixture in Arcadia for about 70 years. It's a great place to go and spend the day.
Wow, that sounds like a damn commercial.
Yeah.
Hey, we just got something, Mark. You know, we're just speaking about Trump and the Miss Universe USA organization. You know, we've had a fine partnership and affiliation with them over the years.
Yeah.
In fact, we were just invited to a party in Vegas over the weekend for sending off Miss Nevada off to Miss USA, which, by the way, we chose Miss Nevada 2014, who went on to run up second last year. In any event, we just received something from the Miss Nevada USA people about a petition to sign that says save the sash and crown Miss USA 2015 on NBC. Is it still going to be on NBC in a couple weeks?
No, they pulled
the plug.
Right.
Okay,
they pulled the plug.
Wow, okay. So they're okay, whatever you believe about Mr. Trump, please sign this petition to keep us on for July 12th. Wow, you're going to have to check this out.
Yeah, I'll save him. Again, NBC is a great host for the show. Donald Trump is what this country needs. He's a character. I'd say he's a self-made man, but he inherited most of his wealth from his father in the first place. That's how the Trump organization got started. But anyhow, he's a great character.
Yeah.
He has great shows. He's a great owner for Miss Universe, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA. He's a character.
Yeah.
I love the celebrity. I love the celebrity
He's
apprentice.
Entertaining.
I love his buildings. I mean, there's everything about this guy. He's what America's all about.
Hotels, resorts.
And the fact that he's running for president, more power to him. That's another thing. Anybody has a right to run for president in this country, regardless of your beliefs. If you don't want to vote for him, don't vote for him.
Yeah.
But I think it's fantastic. He's a character. You know that because we met the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm signing that petition.
Yeah. Well, I'm signing the petition.
I mean, I'm not going to vote for him, but I like the fact that he's got the right.
A novelty, without a doubt, but you don't want him being able to have the
finger.
Do
we want his finger in the button?
That's what I'm just saying.
I don't know.
No, we definitely don't. That's ludicrous.
But he's a strong – he's what every American needs. He needs somebody to protect our rights and our way of life.
Wow.
And but I won't vote for him.
Carrie says to me last night, she says, yeah, you're a big fan of his. And I says, well, actually, Mark's the big fan. I kind of like him a little bit, but you're the one that's got the game and
I've got all his stuff. I've got his books. I've read all his books.
Yeah.
So, you know, I met the guy. Again, thanks to Donald Trump and Miss USA and Miss Universe organization, WildCreationsMedia.com is around today.
Did you know that, Blake? Did you know that if it wasn't for the Trump organization, your pop and uncle wouldn't be here right now?
I did not.
I'll be damned.
Thank you.
But then again, he didn't know that you were at Fat Sal's last week.
I didn't know he was at Fat Sal's last week. That's right. So we got
Kid of Mystery. That you know, I won't go in there. I'm not going to get in the middle of anything there. But fourth largest city in the country. Do you have any idea where that is?
Fourth largest?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be. I'll say San Diego.
Nope. Blake, time in. I was like kind of in the ballpark. I kind of was like a week.
We can't go with dead air, son. We can't have dead air.
Dallas.
Nope.
See, the fourth largest. Let me see. We've got New York. We've got Chicago. We've got Los Angeles. That's three.
Well, actually, it's New York, Los Angeles, Chicago.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Wow. I would have thought San Diego.
Right.
Oh, San Francisco then.
Nope.
Houston.
Bingo, bingo, bingo.
That's unbelievable, especially when we were there a couple years ago. The streets of Houston were deserted.
Yeah. I was close with Dallas.
I don't know what the population is. I need to research that. But But then when you think, like you just said, we're stretching. He says Dallas. You said San Francisco, which I would probably think so. It's probably close. San Diego is a pretty small city. But other than that, I mean, you're not going to say Miami. Where else would you go?
I wouldn't have went to Houston.
Yeah. Lots of big cities, but very, very few large metropolitan cities. Atlanta, maybe Atlanta?
Again,
Philly?
It's hard to say who's the fourth.
Yeah.
You know?
But Philly, yeah. So I was just listening to a sports channel this morning because they're talking about, you know, as of 12:01 tonight, everybody becomes available to start making
free
deals.
Free agency.
Yeah. And they're just talking about how attractive Houston is these days. Now, would you think of that?
You're talking about attractive in the sports world?
Well, attractive to live. Huh. And why an NBA player would want to go there as opposed to, like, L.A.?
Yeah. You know, it's a cozy little downtown area. It's clean. You've got you're close to the ocean of the Galveston, more or less, the Gulf of Mexico. So you've got you got the water, which is always good for. But for the most part, I don't know. I wouldn't think of you're close to Dallas, which is another great metropolitan city there. But living in Houston, I wouldn't.
I was there when I was working at the consulate many, many years ago. I was there for. What was I there for? Some kind of conference thing. Was there for 2 days. I hated it.
Yeah, I didn't dislike it.
I mean, I didn't do the tourist things like you did. I was just there for work when work went work for us.
Again, I got to say, one of the best things about Houston is Whataburger, which has got to be one of the best burgers out there.
Yeah.
And they're all over Texas.
Yeah.
So you're there. But again, you're close to NASA, which is great.
When I heard this morning, they were saying, here's how they were trying to attract it for potential NBA stars that want to go there. The first thing they said was, there's a very large African-American community there.
Huh.
I'm not sure if that's going to make the basketball.
I wouldn't have thought
that. Two, the sports cities, which would be the Astros, what's the Houston football team?
Texans.
Yeah. The sports market there is getting bigger every day, and it's a cool city to live in. I don't know what makes it cool, but that's what they're saying. But I just wouldn't see an attraction.
I don't know anything about that. I know that the city itself is clean. I know that the Toyota, where they play basketball, the Toyota Arena or Toyota Center or whatever it is.
Beats me.
It's very generic and boring. I know that the Astrodome is Astros play. Minute Maid Park, I think, is what it's called.
I think they have the second best record in baseball, by the way.
Right, which is unbelievable, because when we were there, there were like 10 people there, including us.
I think there's still very few people.
The ballpark itself is okay, nothing fancy. The city was clean. That's all I can know about it. That's all I know about it.
Yeah.
It seemed clean. But
Any more shout-outs, Mark?
Yeah, I want to do a big shout-out to this great brand that was participating in our Beat Bobby Flay gift bag from a couple weeks ago. Beat Bobby Flay, we just celebrated the seventh season. Wild Creations is proud to announce that we participated in three giftings for three seasons for Beat Bobby Flay.
Damn right.
And this last bag had to be one of the best. And one of the reasons it was the best was because of Taza.
Taza.com. Taza.
Yeah. It's the drama-free wine glass. And by that, I mean it's an unbreakable wine glass. I don't know how many times, I know, as a matter of fact, you guys witnessed me dropping that wine glass at Cousin Tony's a few years ago on Christmas Eve.
Yes, I sure did, brother.
Busted the glass, shattered everywhere, and the wine went everywhere, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the great thing about Taza is it's an unbreakable wine glass. Never break a glass of wine again with Taza. Taza drama-free glasses. You can entertain in style without the worries. Taza glasses are known for their brilliant clarity, such clarity that makes them easily mistaken for glass. However, these glasses won't crash or break, which makes them ideal for entertaining anywhere, anytime. These shatterproof 16-ounce glasses allow you to enjoy your wine indoors or outdoors. Make a tradition, or make these glasses are fantastic, which is they're 100% BPA free, FDA approved. Prevent party drama with Taza drama free wine glasses. Available on Amazon. Search Taza glasses. That's Taza.com.
So right on.
Thanks again for participating in the Beat Bobby Flay official gift bag a couple weeks ago. And we hope to have Taza in our upcoming celebrity gifting suite on Rodeo Drive during
Any Week. Yeah.
Yeah, in September.
And speaking of that, Mark, some of our upcoming events, we have this fantastic gift bag that we're going to be presenting to Kim Kardashian.
Right,
so that's our latest
thing, Kim Kardashian celebrity baby swag bag.
Just an opportunity that just came along recently, and it's coming out of the gate on fire. Lots of interest with all categories.
And this is in celebration for a second baby birth coming up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So many spots still open. Actually, I think it's unlimited.
Yeah. So please contact us at wildcreationsmedia.com. Send us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We'll get you in that bag and get you some great exposure and a great promo right here on our talk show, The Tastemakers, on latalkradio.com.
Just want to drop back a few spots, Mark, when you were talking about when we were on the topic of a Santa Anita Triple Crown winner. I want to go back to the horse racing bit for a moment, because I know last weekend was the Royal Ascot in London.
I didn't get a chance
to watch it. You did. I guess it was on NBC Sports or whatever. I didn't see it, but you were praising it like if it was like the event to attend.
Yeah,
what could you share with our listeners?
Well, if you're into fashion and society like we are, and especially the Kentucky Derby, where they're all as fashion, this thing's fantastic. I watched 3 hours. I condensed it because I didn't watch the commercials. I pretty much stayed away from most of the racing. I was there for all the presentation with the Queen, all the interviews with everybody, all the style that was going on there. This thing was a hotbed.
So the Queen was there too?
Yeah, they have the Jubilee, it's called the Queen's Jubilee, which is like the main race. It's like the Kentucky Derby race. So she's there to present the trophy. She's there to present the Longines watches to all the winners, the trainers, the owners.
Is this, I know the fashion is a big thing, but are you required, if you're a man, do you have to wear a top hat?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, actually, you don't have to.
I see.
This is what's suggested where there. 95% of the men that were at the Royal Ascot were in the morning coats,
right,
the top hats. And the great thing about English fashion is you can wear the gray top hat with the gray suit or the dark suit. You can wear the dark a top hat with a dark suit. You can mix and match it. Myself, personally, when I'm there next year, I'm wearing the gray top hat with the dark top coat.
Now, that being said, you're talking about fashion, and I know how it is at the Kentucky Derby, where fashion is to the nines, and you could blend it all different kind of colors, shapes, and whatever. But now, as far as this is concerned, isn't it kind of stale and stagnant and
boring? Absolutely not. That's
no?
The great thing about these English people. You wear the gray suit and the gray hat, or the gray suit and the black hat and so forth, but then you mix it up with the ties, the pocket squares, the flowers, the vests, the shirts. They're all different. You've got yellow ties with blue vests, and it's fabulous the way they interact and mix up everything.
Now, I know American Pharoah, of course, was not racing, but was American Pharoah in attendance there for some special kind of nothing?
No.
Okay, I thought that...
No, most of these horses are European.
Sure.
And they're European jockeys so forth and whatnot.
Yeah.
The guy that did win, the horse that did win the Diamond Jubilee trophy was an American trainer. So he's bringing that trophy back home with him back to the States.
Fashion's great.
Yeah,
Royal
fantastic.
Any celebs?
As a matter of fact, Lord Granville was there from Downton Abbey.
Okay.
He was there. He was the only one that they interviewed, really. But there's a lot of celebrities. It goes through 4 or 5 days of Royal Ascot.
Wow.
And the main thing is the final day.
I know we were invited to a party through somebody, but we're not going to cross the pond to get to a party.
This thing's great. Also, where they have this at the park, the race park, Ascot, Royal Ascot, it's all brand new, all glossy.
What's the
glassy
name of the park?
It's the Royal Ascot. I guess that's what they call the park. It's the Royal Ascot.
Nice.
I don't know. But the park itself was great. A lot of greenery. You know, the horses run on grass. They don't run
on
dirt.
Do they have a signature beverage cocktail like the mint julep in
Derby
Land?
They didn't mention that. And knowing these Brits the way I know the Brits, I'm sure it's gin and tonic. That's the gist of it. Yeah,
gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic, yeah.
The Brits, huh?
But it was great. I loved watching everybody's fashion. It was a very
damn. I wish you would have reminded me to set the old TiVo. To,
yeah, I asked you about it. You said you didn't get this channel. It wasn't on Sport Network. It was BP1 or something or other.
Oh?
I had never heard of this network before, but it was great. It was,
oh, that's
great,
right. You did, and yeah. I did not get that channel.
Yeah, right. You checked, no, but it was great fun watching.
Oh?
This thing. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But yeah. Well, that being said, I want to do a big shout out.
Hold on a second. I guess I'll have to catch it next year when we attend.
Yeah. Okay. Right, we will be attending. My son Blake is going to be going to London next year to visit his buddy Taylor Jensen, who's there in
Taylor
London
Jensen?
On a Mormon mission.
Taylor Jensen?
He's planning to visit London next year, so he doesn't know this yet, but Mom and Dad will be joining him as we're going to be attending the Royal
Ascot.
That's
funny you say that, Mark, because this morning I'm discussing with Whitney. I says next year when we're there, so maybe we can make it, because we're planning on going next year too.
Well, there you go. So... we're all visiting.
For we're throwing Paris and Rome into that mix too.
Royal Ascot.
Please join us.
So there we go.
Whitney's friend is there as we speak.
Where?
Rachel in London. She's doing London, Ireland, and Paris, and she's going to be in a cruise.
She ought to mix. She ought to connect with Taylor Jensen out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's all about connecting with everybody. So anyway, we had a
networking.
great week next last week in the Central Coast. There's a lot of things to see, a lot of things to do, and the first thing I got to say when I'm thinking of the Central Coast, well, one of the first things is, I mean, there's many things to think about the Central Coast, but Hearst Castle.
Oh, you bet. Was there 2 years ago?
This place is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. So I want to do a big shout out and thank you to the state of California for inviting us to come and visit
Right.
Hearst
Gotta
Castle.
Love it. Gotta love it.
And it really was quite a place. I've been there before, but this is something. Please, ladies and gentlemen, go to hearstcastle.org. The summer months are the busiest months, so you want to get your ticket ahead of time and go up there and visit. And, you know, the weather was absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Last week it was picture,
yeah.
Postcard, perfect.
Yep.
So you know, this has been a staple here. Started building it, I guess, was in 1919 when oil or a newspaper publisher William Randolph Hearst hired San Francisco architect Julian Morgan to start building this high top hilltop house, which is it's called Ranch at San Simeon. Now, the building continued from 1919 through 1947. Now, 28 years, that's a long time to be working on this place.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. But look at the size of the place, Mark.
It's fantastic. The Neptune Pool, which is – it's I don't know what how else to describe this thing. It's
very
fantastic.
Yeah, right. I'm speechless. Yeah. I don't know what this. Oh,
the Esplanade, which is fantastic. Which is the big house, I guess you call that, the Esplanade.
Isn't that what's his name? Steve Wynn's.
Steve Wynn, his shopping area is the Esplanade, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then there's the cottages. There's where you know William Randolph Hearst entertained the best of Hollywood.
Charlie Chaplin.
Right.
You know, Mary
Gable,
Pickford.
Lombard.
That's a long drive from Hollywood.
Sure, especially back then.
Yeah,
but this place Model was T's. Party central for decades, and a lot of the guests stayed in the cottages. Casa Grande, the Sekhmet, the terraces, tennis courts, indoor Roman pool.
Yeah.
This place had everything to offer Hollywood and also some of the biggest sports stars of the world. Were guests at the Hearst Castle throughout this period of time. So again, listen, you've got to go to
if you haven't been, get your butt in gear and head north.
Hearst Castle. I got to tell you one thing that I found absolutely incredible. It's been years since I've been there, maybe 10 years since I was there, but I didn't remember this the last time. I thought you pull up, you see the movie, you hop in a shuttle bus, the shuttle bus takes you up there.
Right.
Not the case. It is like an RTD bus that takes you, fills you up, and goes up this narrow, tight, winding road to the top. Now, when I say tight, I'm talking the road to take you up there is big enough for a bus in width. Okay, so when you're making the turns going up there, you're looking
on
over
the edge
of falling over.
Yeah,
and you got to give credit to these bus drivers they've got because
crazy.
It is unreal. We had the window seats going up there in the very front row, and we're looking over as the bus is on the edge, and it looks like easily. You can flip over. You can't because you've got these professional bus drivers that are up there. But the ride up there took about 10 or 15 minutes, I guess, to get up there, 10 or 15 minutes to get down. But, boy, talk about grinding your teeth and holding
on
to the rails.
Speaking of this journey to get up there, imagine when they were building this place.
It must have well, that's why it took 30 years to build this place.
But what a
getting
chore.
The stuff all the way up there.
Crazy, man.
You know,
crazy.
So I give great credit to William Randolph Hearst, the Hearst family, and the state of California for maintaining this thing so that way the masses could enjoy it.
Yeah.
Had he kept it in complete private ownership, we may not have the privilege to go and visit this place.
Ain't that crazy?
But it is, it is something. You know, we've been to Biltmore Manor, the largest estate in the United States, a couple years ago. You and I went there, which was fabulous.
Loved it.
Now that's still owned by the family.
The family,
yeah. It's not owned by the state.
And that was like a mile. Once you cross into the estate, the property
was driving,
like at least a mile
drive until you get to the estate.
Didn't they use that estate for Hannibal?
Many movies. Right.
Which, by the way, speaking of Hannibal, which just got canceled, it's been a bad season so far, but did you see last week when they were having
haven't watched it yet.
Oh, but last week, Mark, they had the character in there that Gary Oldman played. What was his name? You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, they did a good job. He sounded just like Gary Oldman.
Because they showed him a few last season. Remember, they showed how he became
That
thing, right?
So anyhow, that was a great show. I know how we jump from topics around across the board here. But yeah, the show's been canceled. But the way the first three or four episodes have been this season, pretty bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Pretty bad.
I agree. So.
I like Aquarius. And The Last Ship just started. I like that Last Ship as well. Ballers. Big shout out to Ballers. Love Ballers. What are your thoughts on Ballers?
Yeah, we've watched.
My only problem with Ballers
so
is when it gets to the end after 25 minutes, I need more. I've got a thirst for Ballers.
Yeah.
I want to be a big baller.
It's not giving us
Blake,
enough.
Could you jump in about Ballers?
I enjoy Ballers. The number one reason is who cannot love Dwayne Johnson?
Right.
He's the most likable guy there is in Hollywood.
He is likable.
Yeah, very likable. And he's got the big entourage, right, Mark?
10 people in his entourage. That's the thing I don't like about him. I don't think anybody needs 10 people in their entourage.
Yeah, but two episodes into the season... Ballers, I like it.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like it a lot. It's not bad.
Jumping back real quick, Mark, to horse racing again. Polo on Sunday. Did you want to go?
Coming up?
If we could get a table.
You're talking about July 5th?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I was just thinking if we could
I thought you meant like next week. Next
week we're in Palm Springs. I told you I'm moving this weekend, Palm Springs, because of business. But anyhow, we're from Sunday. I mean,
all right.
But only if we get a table.
Oh, absolutely. Look into that. We'd love to go to San Diego Polo, and that's sdpolo.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll reach out to our contact there, Lindsay, and see if she could accommodate with the wives.
I love Polo. And we're going to be in Del Mar in a couple weeks, too, right? July 16th.
It's actually 2 weeks from this Thursday.
2 weeks from Thursday.
Tomorrow. It's on a Wednesday. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
It's on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Good deal.
Yeah. Okay.
But just real quick, back to the Central Coast on our trip last week to San Luis Obispo, Cambria, Pismo Beach, Pismo Beach was fantastic. The American Melodrama, which is a little theater in
perfect fit for that area.
Absolutely. And it is
Hometown
the
USA.
Website is americanmelodrama.com, and the shows are running what do we got here, celebrating 40 fantastic years. Watched La Ruse Return.
La Ruse.
Yeah, that was the name of the show.
You bet.
La Ruse Return. And it's running from June 18th to September 19th. And it's written by Edward Thorpe and Scott Cherney. It's called La Ruse Return or How's a Bayou. That's the name of the show. And it's great. It's very affordable to go in there to see the show. They've got food there. You can buy hot dogs and chili and chips and popcorn and everything and bring it to your seat and watch the show. I think it's about 200 or 300 people seating in this thing.
Wow.
It's about
it's like Main Street USA, Hometown
USA. The show starts.
USA.
They have a break, so you can go get some food. The show starts again, and then they get another break. So it's a great couple-hour show. It is americanmelodrama.com, and I believe it's in Grover's Beach is where the actual
show
takes place. They got great eats. They got munchies. They got popcorn, like I told you. They got all sorts of stuff. They got draft beer, margaritas. Potato stuff. I mean, it's a great cozy thing, and they got souvenir glasses for $20. So go to americanmelodrama.com in Grover's Beach, in the Central Coast.
Get out there and check it out.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about we love Equestrian, we love sport, we love racing.
Sport of Kings, right?
Right. Their next show is called A Four-Legged Fortune. What the heck? That means we're conducting business right here as
business being conducted as we speak. I can't take that call, Mark.
Okay. So actually, it looks like it's in Ocean Oak, California, not Grover's Beach. I thought it was Grover's Beach, but it's in the city of Ocean Oak. So Ocean Oak, California, or Grover's Beach. I guess they're both the same thing. Close enough. But thanks again to our friends. Mark, thanks for allowing us to come and do a review of the show. LaRue's Return, it's a great show. It's a great place to go. And I encourage anybody who's visiting the Central Coast, go to see the American Melodrama. They don't make things like this anymore, right?
You bet. Okay. Got my recent this week's issue of Forbes. And
oh,
it's got the highest paid athletes on the planet in the last 12 months. I think we pretty much could guess. This is all sports across the board. I think we pretty much have an idea who the number one and two are.
Well, it's Floyd Mayweather, right?
Right. 300
million.
And
LeBron James?
Nope.
Huh.
Number two would be Pacquiao.
Oh, Pacquiao's
I got to share
two.
Some of these names with you.
Oh, I guess so, because he made some. Yeah, that's right. That only makes sense. Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather made $300 million altogether.
How much?
$300 in the year, for the year.
Wow.
He made $285 million off the fight and $15 million in other promotions or what have you. Manny Pacquiao made $160 million altogether. Number three, who do you think number three is? I know you said LeBron James.
Yeah.
He's number six. Number three is Cristiano Ronaldo, world famous soccer player. Yeah, he's number three. He made $79 million last year.
Wow! And I guess the majority of these dollars are coming from endorsements.
$52 million salary, $27 million in endorsements.
Wow!
Now I get that too. I know him. I know he's on a big team. He's a young stud. You know, he's got all this going for him. But number four, I've never heard of this guy, Lionel Messi.
Lionel? Oh, he's the cricket player, right?
No, he's not the cricket player. He's a soccer player. Is he with Germany?
I have no idea, but he's one of the best soccer players in the world.
$73 million he made last year.
What team is he playing for? In Germany?
I'm not sure what team, but
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, but and Roger.
What was that?
$73 million.
Good gosh.
Roger Federer, $67 million.
$67 million.
LeBron James was $64 million.
Wow.
Kevin Durant, $54 million. Phil Mickelson, $50 million. Tiger Woods, $50 million. Kobe Bryant, $49 million. $26 million of that is from.
See, now,
yeah, you don't understand.
I've never seen him endorsing anything other than Turkish Air.
He does a lot of
stuff
overseas, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
But yeah, there's a cricket player around here, Mark, that made $35 million last year.
Is he in India or in England?
It doesn't say, but. Either Pakistan or India.
Yeah.
But and Neymar. Now, he is the Brazilian soccer player who's only 19. He made $31 million last year. Some of these numbers
dollars
are
really,
aren't these numbers
fabric.
Mahanda Singh Dhoni. He's the cricket player.
India, with a name
he
like
made
that.
$31 he million. He's above Carmelo Anthony.
Wow.
Now, what blows me away is Carson Palmer, quarterback for the Raiders, $29 million last year.
The Raiders?
Yeah.
He's on the Raiders?
I think he's still on the Raiders. He was 2 years ago. I think he is.
Wow.
Yeah. J.J. Watt, football player. I don't even know who he is. But Dwayne Wade, $27 million.
27.
Yeah, he is Clayton
well,
Kershaw,
surprising.
26 million.
26.
Yeah, but some of these numbers, they're just really staggering.
They are staggering.
I mean, Miguel Cabrera, 25 million. I get him. He's a Triple Crown winner, too. Amar Stoudemire, 25 million. And he's like nothing now.
Yeah.
But, anyhow.
Well, he's living off those dollars, I guess, his contract from years ago.
It's crazy. $18 million is what Jeremy Lin made last year. That's what we were talking about coming up in the elevator, Blake. $18 million for Jeremy Lin.
Wow.
That's Linsanity.
That is Linsanity.
Linsanity.
Hey, real quick, before, since time is flying over here, I want to just do a quick shout-out. You know, this is the 4th of July weekend coming up. Live right here outside of Pasadena. Never once have I been to the Rose Bowl America Fest. And this is the 89th annual America's Fest.
Holy shit, really?
Right? 89th annual America Fest.
Yeah.
And it's taking place at the Rose Bowl, which I love. They've got the biggest fireworks show in Southern California, produced
by. I thought you were going to say in the country.
The biggest fireworks show in Southern California. I don't know where the biggest in the country is. I would think New York.
Yeah.
They do that thing for the 4th.
Yeah,
you know. You
bet. Which, by the way, we were in New York 4th of July 1986.
Right, for the 100th
opening
anniversary of
the
Statue of Liberty.
And that was crazy.
The Statue of Liberty was lit again. It was down for a number of years, and President Ronald Reagan.
Hell of a fireworks show.
Was there, and he flipped the switch, and the torch was lit again for the first time in many years.
Holy crap.
But we were at New York Harbor for the 4th of July. They called it Liberty Weekend.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. You still got one of the pins?
The buttons. Yeah, I got the buttons for Liberty Weekend.
Damn good weekend.
Yeah.
Good trip.
Biggest fireworks show in Southern California produced by Pyro Spectaculars by Swoza.
Yeah.
And tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Rose Bowl America Fest presented by Honda.
Always hear about
fantastic.
This show. It's supposed to be fantastic.
Now, immediately following the fireworks show is going to be a screening of Despicable Me 2. right what? There at the Rose Bowl. Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, so they're going to have one of those jumbotrons going on there. So Despicable Me 2
fantastic.
Will be played there. 7:10 starts the American Thrill Show. It's a motorcycle show.
Oh, it's like so a stunt
got,
show?
Yeah, so you've got 7:10, you've got the American Thrill Show with motorcycles. You've got the fireworks starting as soon as the sun goes down. You've got Despicable Me 2 playing at 9:30. Parking lots open at 9 a.m. General admission is $13. Reserved admission is $25. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
Sounds like fair pricing.
Like a great yep. event. You've got lots of stuff going on. You've got food trucks, all sorts of food and entertainment there. So this is a great weekend or a great way to celebrate America's 4th of July, number 239. At the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California.
Sounds like some
Los
good
Angeles
stuff,
County,
Mark. Good
California,
stuff.
USA. So thanks to our folks at the Rose Bowl America Fest. This is going to be one heck of a show.
Right on.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, America.
Now, if you want to get a hold of WOW Creations, you're interested in being involved in our upcoming gift bags, gift events, you can contact us two ways. That is, go to our website at wowcreationsmedia.com, send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com or wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. This is our core business, WOW Creations Celebrity Marketing. So if you're interested in being involved in what we do, get a hold of us.
Right. Hey, right? We're on tonight, Mark.
What's that?
Yeah, that's right.
You're kidding.
Yep.
Tonight, you mean Storage Wars?
That is correct. You can believe that.
2 minutes of fame has gone on for 2 years now.
Ain't that crazy?
You know, we walk down the street like we're Brad Pitt and
George Clooney.
Everybody wants to know who
Ain't
we are.
Ain't that something else?
When we're on again.
That's
so
fantastic.
What time are we on tonight, man?
I believe it's 7:30 Pacific time.
Wow.
Pacific Standard. So
which episode is it?
We're going into stealth mode, Mark.
Oh, The Shining.
Yeah.
One of my favorite.
Yep.
That's when we're in the storage units in the city of beautiful city of El Monte, California. Right?
Downtown say the city again.
Downtown El Monte.
Yeah. So for the fans out there, tune in tonight on A&E.
Wow.
And check us out. Actually, I think we're also on at midnight. So
good. So you want to see us twice?
Yeah. Same there episode, but twice. Same episode, but twice. So we're on tonight. So I love these double dip days, Mark. We're
I
on the radio
too.
During the day, and then in the evening we drift onto the big or little screen. The television version.
You love it, right? Scene. Because
we go from being a tastemaker to a king of swag.
In addition to that, if you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, go to www.firstrun.tv for the Harris Brothers' fabulous world of WOW.
Which, by the way, don't we have a very, very important meeting tomorrow
right.
in regards to that?
We do. As a matter of fact, you might be seeing the Harris Brothers' fabulous world of WOW in more places than just firstrun.tv.
Where at, Mark?
Well, you've got to stay tuned for that.
Damn.
Right. But we've got to have the meeting first.
Yeah.
There's always business being conducted by the Harris Brothers.
Yeah, and that's a good opportunity.
That's so tomorrow.
Cross
and then
your fingers,
Thursday,
folks.
We are auditioning for a new reality show.
Yeah.
We can't give you any details about it now, but the Harris Brothers are auditioning on Thursday afternoon in Westwood.
I think it's a competitive thing, right? We'll be working together against other couples,
could be, yeah.
twins,
it's
or lovers.
It's not a show about us. It's
right,
just
no.
we're auditioning
and I think
for
some kind of
show.
Like we're competing against other couples, whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, whether it's husband and wife, whether it's man lover, which is all cool. It's all cool. But we're competing, I think, right?
Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah. So, and I think, are we even getting paid for the audition?
Yeah, we're getting paid. Well,
that's like getting paid when you're an intern.
Yeah.
So,
which does happen. Apparently, you heard about Jahan.
Yeah.
The fortune he's getting paid.
Big bones.
Yeah.
Like,
and again, it's not what
there?
You know, it's who you know sometimes.
Yeah. Connections, networking, and it's always about that. And speaking of networking and connections, tonight we're invited to a pretty cool event in Hollywood. I forgot the name of the guy from Devo, but one of the guys from Devo he's got a vineyard. And
he's got a vineyard?
He's got a vineyard. He's got his own
wine.
Was
that his wine that's being
poured
tonight?
Yeah, that's his wine. So
well, we're going to have to hit him up to be in our Emmy event.
Yeah, in addition to his wine being poured tonight, there's appetizers, open bar, which we always like,
and
vintage Devo tunes spinning,
wow.
which sounds like a gas to me. So
you know where this place is, right?
Yeah, it's on Selma. Do you know where Selma is?
It's in the heart of Hollywood somewhere,
yeah,
right?
It's like it runs parallel to like Vine.
Okay.
But anyhow, the Harris Brothers will be in Hollywood tonight. So,
hey, wasn't this where Miss Hollywood was supposed to be last year? And they canceled it and they moved it to someplace else and we ended up on that place over there on Hollywood Boulevard?
No, I don't think so, Mark, because this is this is at like a record store, I think.
Oh, a record store.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was at the club called Selma.
Huh.
Yeah.
I know. Anyhow, so Harris Brothers will be in Hollywood tonight, so if you happen to see us, don't be afraid to approach us.
We'll take a picture with
you.
And speaking of that, I got to say, I'm watching the Travelers. golf tournament on Sunday.
Really?
And you know, they went to the over. Right? The it had to be a shootout because it was a tie with Bubba Watson. You know when the NBA stars, they leave the court and everybody's hanging out over there for the high five, slap me, happy. Right? And all these NBA stars are always doing this. Bubba Watson, he gets done with his run and he's going to the clubhouse to fill out his form like he's got to.
Yep.
He's walking past hundreds of fans. You know, they've got it all blocked off.
Sure.
They're all putting their hand out to slap me five, handshake.
Yep.
He did not acknowledge one of them.
Not
he walked
cool.
right past them all, which
definitely
I hate
not
when that
cool.
happens.
Maybe he's just focused.
But well, actually, the he's going to take a break. He's going to the clubhouse. He's signing his form. They're going to have 15 minutes before he goes out to the end.
So it's already over. And
did he win? Well, now they're going to the runoff, the shootout.
Oh, he was focused then, Mark.
The other guy went and high-fived and shook hands from everybody that was waiting for him. But
so now do you have different outlook and opinion on how you view him next time?
I do, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. But then I mentioned that to my son, Blake Harris, who's in the audience in the studio. I asked him his thoughts and comments.
Blake, you want to jump in there?
And he told me...
Always got to give back to the fans.
No, okay,
they're
good.
Number
so he's
one.
On our side.
I thought you told me you didn't like Bubba Watson in the first place. This is live TV, live radio.
I don't know. That's what it would be. I don't. Not
he's not a big fan of Bubba Watson.
Okay. Bubba Watson sounds like a football name, football player.
But I've got that to say about him later. So anyhow.
Where could you reach us, Mark, if you want to contact us?
If you want to contact us, it's wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
Yep.
wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. Also, we're always looking for friends on Facebook. It's facebook.com/wildcreations. We're always looking for more friends on Facebook.
Yep.
Also, if you want to follow us on Twitter, we're always looking for new followers on Twitter. twitter.com/wowhollywood.
You betcha.
You could also follow us on Flickr.
Flickr,
Instagram.
I knew Blick was going to come
kidding.
To that.
Flickr, MySpace.
MySpace?
Yes,
we do have
MySpace.
An account. Yeah. That's where it all started,
what
you guys.
What about Snapchat?
Hey, that's...
I've got Snapchat.
Periscope, so we've got a Snapchat account.
You know,
wow, I didn't know that.
We should have been Periscoping. Do you Periscope?
Don't even know what Periscope is.
Oh,
really? That's hard to believe, Blake.
Yeah.
You don't know what Periscope is? That's
wow.
hard to believe. These kids, I could say the millenniums, they know all this stuff.
Yeah.
Anyhow, here we are. You can listen to us every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on The Tastemakers, www.latalkradio.com, channel 2. And like I said earlier, you can also follow us. You got to get your daily dose of the Harrises on...
I think we're running out of time.
Well, we still got another minute here.
Oh, okay.
We're on firstrun.tv.
And we're on Storage Wars tonight, 7:30.
Which is one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
But like
Lots
I always
tank.
Say, you could always find us. We're like I Love Lucy. Our shows are always running on A&E. So follow us, watch us, enjoy, listen to us. We're across the board. We're everywhere.
Contact
so
us
until
if you
next week, ladies and gentlemen, fans around the world, go out there and have a great time. Go to a great restaurant. Have
love,
a good drink.
Eat.
Have a good meal. Do something something fun because life is short. And as my friend Pitbull says, every day above ground is a good day.
Right on.
Until next week, everybody. Ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.